We're not playing out here. It's for real. We living out here for life. We trying to get it. Ain't nobody finna take our life. I keep my young homies out here with these things. My big homies keep handling me. We gon' keep it cracking. My other name should have been Jesse James, but I stay with my cannon. I didn't have no voice. I was raised right around the corner from where we stand. Hollow points in it and all of that. I'm ready. We gang bangin'.
My cousin was a killer. He done pulled a lot of triggers. He done made a lot of mama's clock. If you ask him why he do it, he would say I'm young and foolish. Bang on you right before he let the bullets fly.
He ain't had no sense of dignity. His daddy was a mystery. You probably end up dead or sitting in a penitentiary. And tell the judge he can go to hell for the sentencing. It probably make no sense to you, but listen to the history. The new Jim Crow or the old one? People out here fighting for equality, and honestly, I think they owe some. Back in Folsom, Cleaver got a message for the people. Bunch you with them, and they trying to stop the evil, and they clicked up with they fist up. The whole neighborhood feeling like they meant some. Then it was a mix up. Feds got them fixed up. End of the movement. Back to the bricks, bruh. And Raymond Washington about to start the Crips up. They getting bigger every day and trying to fix stuff. They saw Geronimo Pratt dodging bullets from attack. Guess they figure we don't really want it this much.
You know, originally the gangs were created to protect everybody in the community. There was lynching and bombing going on, and the gangs were there to protect. What people don't understand is a lot of the leaders died.
Medgar Evers
has been shot.
Bunchy Carter
has been shot.
Fred Hampton
has been shot.
MLK
has been shot in Memphis, Tennessee.
These youngsters didn't have any direction, no leaders to look up to, so they imploded on
themselves. They say TRIP stands for community, revolutionary in a party service. Way before the genocide and the murders, a little after integration was the verdict. When bombs might go off at the Sunday service, pow! They protecting their community, then it turned into diplomatic immunity. Then the fight against oppression was depressing. Now they keep on losing battles and they started losing unity. Now they beat each other blue black. Force fed self-hate till they tooth crack. Got their own folks hiding on the rooftops. They ain't finna take no more, they finna shoot back. Bow! Now they blind like a family, they all blood. From the concrete jungle to the small hoods. Throwing signs up, now the crime's up. We was meant to kill oppression, now we loading eyes up. But never mind us, grinders. Factory to close, now a lot of people jobless. Now they got the drugs coming in from Nicaragua. Government to turn a blind eye, or they got us.
It was a perfect storm. I mean, we're talking post-segregation. And what are you gonna do? The factories have closed and no one's hiring anybody from the urban community because of what you look like. And now there's a war going on in Nicaragua and drugs are being imported into your community. Are you gonna sell drugs or you gonna be homeless? Because the government's not paying attention.
Huh, man, you tell me. What's a reasonable man to say? There's a high school in Alabama named after Robert E. Lee and it's 89% black. You don't see the irony? What it do to a psyche? It's simple, you don't like me. What I'm supposed to do now? Delusional, calling that system criminal justice, where the rich and the guilty are safer than the poor and the innocent. Why would we listen when American churches scuff their toms on our brothers' dead bodies as they march to stop gay marriage? Yo, we had issues with Planned Parenthood too. We just cared about black lives outside the wombs just as much as in. Young man gon' find purpose somehow. And the nation was at least around. And when them vice lords told him he was of royal descent, and that war on drugs felt much more like war on the poor, he figured, forget it. Why don't you come stay a while? Tell us how the son of man walked on Egyptian and Eastern soil and wasn't just a Western construct. What master used to control us, but what the master used to free us. And it was a crooked system just like this that left the King of Kings bloodless. Yeah, we are truly a descendant of a king, only his reign is infinite. And being right is a distant second to the joy of compassion.
Why don't you come stay a while?